Procter and Gamble, An Optimistic Scheme, pages 67 and 68. William Procter owned a candle-making business. James Gamble owned a soap business. When the two young business owners married sisters, their father-in-law convinced them of a scheme to link their businesses together to form a partnership. His justification was that a partnership would have a much better chance of surviving the negative business environment that small businesses were experiencing in the United States during the 1830s. There is a mistake in the book. This is wrong. It should be 1830s, not 1930s. In fact, the United States was undergoing a financial crisis. Banks were closing, and there were deep concerns for the economy throughout the country. Despite these problems, and with the resolve of young professionals, they formed a partnership in 1837 and registered it as Procter & Gamble, P&G. Then they undertook to compete with 14 other soap and candle makers in Cincinnati, Ohio. By 1859, their partnership was one of the largest companies in Cincinnati, with annual sales of $1 million and 80 employees. During the Civil War, the volume of their business continued to grow because Procter & Gamble won government contracts to supply soap and candles to the military. Subsequently, soldiers took their P&G products home to their families when the war ended in 1865, which contributed to the building of brand recognition. Then, in 1879, Procter & Gamble introduced Ivory, the floating soap. By 1890, Procter & Gamble had grown into a multi-million dollar domestic corporation selling more than 30 different commodities. With the invention of the electric light bulb, candles were phased out in the 1920s, but P&G's research laboratory was coordinating the production of one series of innovative products after another. Then, in the 1930s, Procter & Gamble used radio advertising to access listeners of radio soap operas and to maximize its promotion of consumer products. Today, Procter & Gamble is a global corporation that manufactures and markets more than 300 brands of consumer goods with operations in more than 70 countries. Worldwide sales to over 5 billion customers totaled approximately $38.1 billion for 1999, according to published financial documents. Its sales demonstrate its success in imposing a presence of at least one P&G product in every home in America. Open your kitchen cabinets. Maybe you will find Crisco or Folgers coffee. Go into your laundry room. There you may see Tide or Bounce. How about Crest toothpaste or Charmin in your bathroom? It was also Procter & Gamble that introduced Pampers, the disposable diaper. Not bad for a partnership scheme implemented by two young men at a time of national economic uncertainty.